Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've lived in Oregon my entire life. I used to work hours away from where I lived, and I didn't have a car back then, so I would have to take the bus. I used to have to walk about 15 minutes to get to the bus stop too, so I would always make sure that I left with plenty of time before the bus came. If I missed that first bus, then I would have to wait another 45 minutes for the next one, so I wasn't taking any chances.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The only problem was that it meant I would sometimes wait a while at the bus stop before the bus actually came, which was fine for most of the year. But in the winter, it was way too cold to stand outside for very long. Luckily, there was a subway right next to the bus stop, so when it got too cold, I would wait inside. It was always too early in the morning for me to actually want anything, but the workers never seemed to mind. They always just let me sit in a corner table out of the way and didn't really bother me. That is, until some new guy started working. The guy was a total Karen. He would always pester me about loitering and say that I had to buy something or he was going to call the cops. I thought it was completely ridiculous, but the guy continued to bother me whenever I went into the store. I tried to ignore him and stand up for myself, but he was relentless.
Hey you, you gonna buy a foot long?
No sir, I'm just waiting for my bus.
Well, you better buy a sandwich or you have to leave, daddy.
It was obvious the guy was a Karen, so I just started buying a sub every day just to get the psycho off my back. I was never that hungry when I bought them, but I would eat half of it while I waited for the bus, and save the other half for my lunch at work. I was still annoyed that the guy was basically forcing me to spend money, but it was way too cold to stay outside, and I figured it would only be for the winter. Even with me buying the subs though, the guy was still a freak around me. He would watch me the whole time I was in the restaurant, like he was making sure that I was actually going to eat the subs. He obviously got some sort of high off harassing me. It honestly weirded me out. He didn't make the subs good either. They were always put together really messily, and they practically fell apart as soon as I picked them up. They also didn't taste very fresh. I don't even know how the guy had a job at Subway. He definitely didn't seem to share the same values. What made it worse was that all of the other workers there seemed to be totally fine. They were all very polite and professional, and all of the subs they made looked way better than the ones that I got. The problem was that the one worker always made sure that he made my sub for me. I had even tried to time it so that I would get someone different, but then he would just switch with that person every time. I started to wonder if the guy was actually obsessed with me. It wasn't just that he would make me bad subs and watch me eat them. He'd usually say strange stuff to me too. Whenever he made my sub, he would act like we had some connection or something.
Hey daddy, how does that footlong taste?
It's fine, sir.
I bet that's not the only footlong you eat every day.
It really freaked me out, and I was starting to consider just waiting for the bus outside in the cold. If I had, then I wouldn't have had to go through what happened next. One day, I went into Subway as usual and ordered a sub. Of course, the same creepy guy had to make it for me. He seemed especially strange that day, too. When he handed me the sub, he smiled at me for an extra long time, like he knew something that I didn't. I ignored the guy and sat down to eat some of the sandwich. At first, everything seemed fine. But after a few bites, it started to taste weird as shit. I didn't know what the hell the guy had done to my sub, but I knew that it wasn't normal. As I opened the bread to see what was going on, I immediately felt sick. There was a rat in my sub, and what was worse was that it was half eaten. I had already taken several bites out of it.
Ah, what the hell?
The creepy worker was laughing like a psycho behind the counter. He had to have done it on purpose. That's when I completely flipped out. I started knocking chairs over and trashing the place while I cussed at the guy. He didn't even seem to care though. He just kept laughing at me. I hopped over the counter and charged at the worker, but he ran off into the back room and locked the door. I had never been more disgusted in my entire life. The guy was completely sick. I banged on the door and screamed at the man to come out and face me, but he wouldn't respond.
You won't get away with this, you piece of shit! This is not eating fresh!
By that point, I was so angry that I couldn't control myself. I grabbed all of the condiments and threw them all over the place, then trashed the whole building. After I calmed down a bit, I took a picture of the sub and posted it on the internet to expose the man. I wanted to make sure that he lost his job. Since then, the picture has gone viral, but I never found out whatever happened or became of that guy. All I know is that the man was severely ill in the head and had no business working in any fast food establishment.
It's easy to spot what shouldn't be in this Subway sandwich.
She put some spinach on it, and we both basically saw the mouse at the same time.
They both stood there and looked at me. The lady behind the counter said it's a dead mouse, and I laughed. I said, there's no way, no friggin' way.
Health officials say they're not sure it's definitely a mouse, but you can see the rodent, or whatever it is, in this picture.
It was dead for, you know, it was wet and dead, so it was most likely in the bag of spinach and just got missed.
Jay Armstead says the rodent ended up in his sandwich last week as it was getting made at this Subway in Lincoln City.
It was about that big. His tail was curled up, and you could see his two front teeth.
Armstead's friend, Matt Jones, was there too. He was the one who took the picture.
Yeah, I laughed the most. Jay was in complete utter shock, and the lady behind the counter didn't even know what to say or do.
So she offered a refund and a new sandwich.
And I said, no, I'm good. I'll probably never eat here again.
Subway would not go on camera with us, but they sent a statement saying they gave a full refund and launched an investigation. In the statement, it says, quote, to be cautious, all of the products in the sandwich unit were disposed of, and a thorough cleaning took place, in which the health department gave the restaurant a clean bill of health.
It helps to know that it was just a kind of almost a freak accident.
Armstead has maintained a pretty good attitude about what happened and says Subway has handled it well.
It was unfortunate. I was just the lucky recipient.
For now, Jay Armstead says he's a little wary of spinach. Subway says there were no other complaints made. A spokesperson for the Lincoln County Health Department says that while unappetizing, the risk of someone getting sick is actually very low. They say that the rodent was found in bagged spinach and it did not come from the restaurant itself.
What toppings would you like?
Let me get some lettuce and some tomatoes with salt and pepper on them.
Gotcha. Hello, sir. I'll be right with you.
Hurry up! I'm not gonna wait all day!
I'm almost done with his sandwich, sir. It'll just be a minute.
Then do it faster! I want it now!
Sir, I said it'll be—
Hurry up! I want a footlong in my mouth in 5 minutes or else!
Okay, fine! You said tomatoes with salt and pepper, right?
Yeah.
Emotional damage! I don't want your stupid tomatoes! I'm hungry! I want real food!
Well, the tomatoes aren't for you. They're for him! Okay, never mind.
He's gone now! Serve me!
1 second, sir.
What are you doing? The food is over here!
I have to put on a new set of gloves between orders. It's store policy.
I don't care about stupid germs! I'm used to going down on hose! Just get over here already! Before I jump over the counter and rip you in half!
I'm here. What do you want?
Ham and cheese footlong! With lots of ham and cheese!
What kind of bread?
White bread!
Okay. What kind of cheese, sir?
Provolone!
Okay.
If you ask me one more stupid question, I swear to God I will rip your heart out of your chest with my bare hands!
All right.
Can't you go any faster?
I'm trying!
Try harder! I'm starving! Now I know why I had to wait forever for you to take my order!
I'm going as fast as I can!
Then you suck at your job!
Ah!
Hurry the hell up before I eat you, dipshit!
That's not the first time I've heard that before!
What are you waiting for?
Do you want it toast?
No!
Ah!
I said no more stupid questions!
I'm sorry! I just have to ask!
I don't care! Get a move on!
Okay. What toppings would you like?
Did I say I wanted my ham and cheese with rabbit food? No, I didn't! No toppings!
Okay, that's great. Condiments?
Mayo!
Can you repeat that?
The shit your husband squirts in your face at night! I want mayo!
Ah! All right!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so sorry! I'll make you another one for free! Please stop! Don't hurt me!
You won't feel a thing! I'll rip your head clean off!
Please describe the nature of your emergency.
Some psycho is trying to kill me! I'm trapped in the bathroom!
Where are you, ma'am?
The subway on 2nd and Pine! Please hurry. He's in here with me.
Stay calm, ma'am. Help is on the way.
By the time they get here, you'll already be in 6 different pieces.
This story was inspired by a case regarding a man named Melvin Williams, who was accused of taking out a 26-year-old woman and injuring her coworker over an alleged argument about condiments on his Subway sandwich. It was alleged that the dispute was about quote-unquote too much mayonnaise on his sandwich. Williams decided to escalate the situation from there, and that's when all hell broke loose. The case, of course, went viral because of how minuscule and stupid the dispute was. The suspect was eventually taken into custody and sentenced accordingly. Up until a few weeks ago, I went to Subway all the time. I work long hours, and I don't really have much time to cook or anything, so Subway was the easiest option. Plus, I usually got off late, so there weren't many places still open. After a while, I got tired of eating there all the time. I'd basically had every sub on the menu, and there weren't enough different toppings to change them that much. I didn't know what else to do, though, so I stuck with it. Until one night. I had just gotten off an extra long shift, and I was totally exhausted. I was really hungry, too, so I decided to stop off at Subway again on the way home. When I got to the Subway that I usually went to, I was surprised to find that it was closed. It was normally open for a couple more hours, but that night there was some kind of problem that made them close early. I didn't know what else to do. There were no other restaurants close by that were still open, and there was no way that I was cooking that night. I was so tired that I felt like I could barely lift my arms. After checking the GPS, I found that there was another Subway that was still open a little down the road. It wasn't necessarily on the way home, but it wasn't too far out of the way, so I decided to head there instead. When I finally got there, the parking lot was totally empty. The whole place looked abandoned, but the open sign was still on, so I parked and headed in. It was empty inside, too, and the lighting felt strangely dim. The whole place seemed eerie somehow. I only saw one worker behind the counter. As I walked up to order, I noticed that the guy looked weird as hell. There was just something about him that seemed sketchy. His uniform was all wrinkled and messy, and he had the creepiest look in his eye when I approached. It seemed like he didn't even want me to be in there. He didn't say a word to greet me either. There was no welcome to Subway or even a hi. He just stared at me and waited for me to speak. I almost felt like walking out of there right there and then, but I was too hungry to not try and get something to eat first. I ordered a tuna footlong and started telling him what toppings I wanted. The guy still didn't say anything. He only communicated by pointing at stuff, like which bread I wanted, or if I wanted any extra mayo. I wondered if the guy didn't speak English. It was honestly the strangest ordering experience that I'd ever been through. I just went along with the guy not talking, but it felt so awkward and creepy. The entire time I was ordering, the man never took his eyes off me. He maintained eye contact throughout the whole thing, giving me the same weird stare. The guy didn't even look away when he was grabbing the toppings I wanted. It was like he had memorized where every condiment was. I felt so uncomfortable the entire time, but I tried to still be friendly, and I made sure to say thank you and smile a lot while I was ordering. It didn't seem to do much good, however. The man still looked at me like I was intruding on his private business. After the man finally finished my sub, he turned his back to me to wrap it up. Then he turned back around and handed me the sub. Surprisingly, he actually smiled at me when I took it. Maybe he felt bad about acting so strangely. I paid for the sub and then took a seat. I was going to just eat it in my car so I wouldn't have to be around the guy anymore. But for whatever reason, I decided to sit down and eat it inside. The man watched me intently from behind the counter while I unwrapped the sub. I didn't know if he just wanted to see if I liked it or if it was just the same weird behavior, but it made me feel uncomfortable either way. I really didn't want to eat the whole thing while the guy stared at me, but I didn't think I could leave after already unwrapping it. I began eating the sub. The sub actually tasted great. It was probably one of the better sandwiches I had had from Subway in a while. I ate more and more of it and started to think that the worker wasn't so bad after all. But as I ate the sub, I suddenly bit down on something sharp. Blood poured out of my mouth as I threw the sandwich down on the table. The worker started laughing at me like a total psycho. I realized that he had to have put something in the sub. I tried to cuss at the guy and ask him what he did, but I could barely speak. Blood continued to pour out of my mouth as I screamed some more. As the man continued to laugh, I opened what was left of the sandwich to find something horrifying. There was a knife inside it. I couldn't believe it. The guy was insane. I took a picture of the knife and immediately left the restaurant. After speeding to the ER, I ended up being okay, but the whole ordeal was still terrifying. I have since filed a complaint against the Subway. I feel ill about the whole thing. I know it was done intentionally. There was no way that the guy could have accidentally left a knife inside my sub. Nothing has happened since, but I don't go to Subway anymore.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's no way that I risk going through something like that again. The story was inspired by an incident that happened at a Subway. A 27-year-old man named John Agnesini found a large serrated knife baked into the bread of his 12-inch cold-cut sub. Agnesini bought it from a Subway on West 35th Street last month during his lunch break. After taking a few bites, he could tell something didn't taste right and felt something hard on the bottom of the bread, only to find a knife. After eating a good portion of the sub and almost swallowing the metal knife, the man was allegedly ill and had a doctor diagnose him with food poisoning. Agnesini suspected contaminants from the melted plastic handle of the knife seeped into his first bites of the sandwich. What makes this story even more bizarre is how there are multiple similar cases of the same thing. Customers finding knives in their subs and sharing their disturbing revelations with the internet. The man has filed a lawsuit against Subway since.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.